use propane for your home or business? Family-owned and operated, Delta Liquid Energy has provided local area residents with dependable and courteous propane service since 1936. From home heating and cooking to powering your irrigation engine pump or forklift, propane can do it all. Don't forget their location. Paso Robles refills propane bottles of all sizes Monday through Friday and has a dump station for your RV. Learn more. Call Delta Liquid Energy 805-239-0616 or go online. DeltaLiquidEnergy.com.
Looking for a great indoor activity to get moving? Try Uncle Ed's Outfitters Indoor Archery for everyone 7 and over when accompanied by an adult. The new archery range is open 24 hours a day with unlimited access and coded entry for members. Uncle Ed's Outfitters would be happy to rent archery equipment or give you or the family a lesson from a USA Archery certified instructor. Book an hour or a day of indoor archery at Uncle Ed's Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 6 in the Oak Shopping Center in Atascadero near Guesthouse Grill.
Since 1979, you've been able to look to Michaels Optical for a beautiful selection of designer eyewear. You have looked at us for glasses and frames from infants to adults and top brand names in fashion eyewear like Silhouette, Oakley, Ray-Ban, and Maui Jim. You have looked at us at Michaels Optical to take advantage of the VIP savings and the convenience of no-hassle parking. You looked at us because we have an in-house finishing lab, which means fast repairs, custom adjustments, and our special one-of-a-kind personal service that you won't find anywhere else. So if you want the best in designer eyewear, here's where to look. Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Michael's Optical.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Friday, January 9th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Paso Robles School Board to continue discussion of general obligation bond. Martin Luther King Jr. celebration in Paso Robles returning. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the upper 50s. It's 28 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics. Solar for savings, battery backup for security. And don't just go solar, go Solarponics. And with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. Continuing from its November 2025 meeting, the Paso Robles School Board will once again review a general obligation bond consideration. The board will receive this in its next meeting, Tuesday, January 13th. A general obligation bond is a loan from the school district repaid through property taxes in district boundaries. Staff has presented three scenarios for the general obligation bond, with differing amounts and tax rates that the board will discuss at length in a future meeting. Staff is proposing potential projects at Paso Robles High School, Liberty Independence, and War Memorial Stadium to be funded by the general obligation bond if passed by voters. The next steps will be conducting a voter survey this month. You can attend Tuesday's meeting in person or watch online. A reminder that the last day to enjoy the holiday lights in Paso Robles Downtown City Park is Sunday, January 11th, before the lights are replaced with the year-round white tree lights. The white lights will remain in place to continue to provide a warm and welcoming atmosphere in the Downtown City Park at night. Paso Robles Martin Luther King Jr. celebration returning. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:09.
Blazin' Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big-picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazin' Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazinbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:10. The Pastorable's Martin Luther King Jr. Community Celebration will return Monday, January 19th. The celebration starts at 9 a.m. in the downtown City Park with a celebration of Dr. King's enduring message of unity, hope, and service. The program will feature guest speakers and uplifting musical performances in Dr. King's honor. Afterwards will be two service opportunities where neighbors can give back together by volunteering. The two opportunities are a care package service project at the City Library or a mulch beautification service project at Robbins Field. These will go from 10 to 11:30 a.m. Participants will receive a special commemorative gift and access to a luncheon at 11:30. You can sign up for one of the volunteer projects at the City of Paso Robles website. A closure on South River Road was initially scheduled in December, but had to be canceled due to weather. The City of Paso Robles announced the closure will now be occurring Thursday, January 15th from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. The closure affects South River Road from Navajo to Creston. Work will consist of power pole upgrades along the bluff with crane operations. PG&E is in the process of upgrading the power poles as part of their Estrella Highlighting project to reinforce power to the city. Drivers can use Creston, Nickerson, and Niblick for detours. Resilient Ones announced they'll be holding a Justice Summit in April, focused on human trafficking safety, justice restoration, and transforming trauma into resilience. The summit will be held April 23rd and 24th at the San Luis Obispo Veterans Memorial Building, 801 Grand Avenue, and the American Legion Slow Post 66, 1661 Mill Street. The goal of this summit is to raise awareness on the effects of human trafficking, expand survivor aftercare, mental health awareness, and law enforcement training. A website with more information, justiceunbound.com, will be filled with details soon. Caltrans District 5 announced there will be a series of ramp closures for the southbound US 101 in South County. A project to construct $32 million in infrastructure improvements continues, with projected Arroyo Grande ramp closures. Travelers will encounter a full closure of the Grand Avenue on-ramp to southbound 101 starting Sunday, January 11th at 7 p.m. This closure will remain for 1 week. Additionally, there will be a closure of the Fair Oaks Avenue off-ramp in Arroyo Grande starting Sunday. The project, according to Caltrans, will rehabilitate pavement and drainage systems, designate bikeways with pavement delineation, and enhance highway worker safety. In sports for the NFL, KPRL will have the playoffs on Saturday with the Rams and Panthers at 1 p.m. Then on Sunday, January 11th, we'll have the Bills and Jaguars at 9, the 49ers and Eagles just after 1 p.m., and then the Chargers and Patriots after 5 p.m. In the NBA, yesterday the Pacers beat the Hornets 114-112, the Jazz over the Mavericks 116-114, the Timberwolves beat the Cavaliers 131-122. The Heat and Bulls game was postponed. Tonight, the Kings will face the Warriors, the Lakers will go against the Bucks, and the Clippers will face the Nets. In California news, Governor Gavin Newsom delivered his State of the State address yesterday morning in Sacramento, highlighting progress in the state's critical areas such as manufacturing, technology, education, and agriculture, saying California still leads in this area. He also targeted the Trump administration, saying,
"The federal government, respectfully, it's unrecognizable, protecting the powerful at the expense of the vulnerable. Their credo seems to be about fear of the future, fear of the stranger, fear of change."
California is one of five states that also filed a lawsuit yesterday against the Trump administration. The lawsuit comes after the Trump administration said it would freeze money for several public benefit programs, citing concerns of fraud. For the first time in 25 years, California has zero areas experiencing drought conditions, reported by the California Drought Monitor on CalMatters. Local news was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified five-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:14. California News coming up next.
It's the time of the year that we reflect on how quickly the days, months, and years fly by. It's the end of one new year and the beginning of a new one. We think about the resolutions we made, the ones we kept, and the ones we didn't. Well, as the new year begins, it's time to clean the slate and resolve again. Well, here at Davis Body Shop, our New Year's resolutions haven't changed in over 50 years. And that's why we're still here, while others have come and gone. You see, our New Year's resolutions are simple. Being honest and fair, giving you the best value, and making sure your experience is a pleasant one. Oh, and our 100% satisfaction guarantee? That says it all. Happy New Year from the Davis family. Davis Body Shops on El Camino Real, downtown Atascadero, and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. With the current economic outlook, farmers are making noticeable changes to their purchasing and application plans. Ken Ferry, owner of Crop Tech Consulting, one of the biggest shifts he has seen this past crop year is in phosphorus management.
So the guys did pull back on the phosphorus amounts and just trying to control costs. Most of our growers did use a soil test to kind of drive that. They didn't just say, no, I'm not putting anything on. They just pulled back on their farms that had higher values and tried to save some costs there. A lot of conversations about trying to trim costs, trying to trim expenses, you know, in today's market. But I would say phosphorus is the one that had the most movement on, but the yields were good.
Ferry says phosphorus applications were cut back the most, with growers recognizing they may need to catch up once prices correct. He also offers his outlook on how that could shape decisions heading into the rest of the year.
Some talk about changes in crop rotation for next year, but I haven't seen any of that actually play out. We won't know that until the prices finally shake out next spring. But within our customer base, though, they will move left or right depending on what the market's telling them when comes time to do their cash flows. So there'll be corn on corn if that works. There'll be beans on beans if that works. But so far, most of it has been moderate as far as the cost reach cutting that I expected we would see this time of year.
Ken Ferry with Crop Tech Consulting.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station for the Ag Information Network of the West News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us. They'll trust you.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.
Relax, reconnect, and indulge this winter at Spa Allegretto at Allegretto Vineyard Resort. During the months of January and February, enjoy 30% off couples treatments, the perfect way to unwind together. From soothing massages to restorative spa experiences, it's an invitation to slow down and savor time side by side. Book your couple's escape today by calling Spa Allegretto at 805-369-2524.
KPRL News continues at 7:19. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. Whole milk may soon return to public school cafeterias thanks to a bipartisan bill that has passed both chambers of Congress and now requires only the president's signature to become law. Since 2012, schools that have been restricted to offering fat-free or 1% milk. Should the Whole Milk for Healthy Kids Act be signed into law, schools would have the option to serve 2% fat and whole milk. California could see the largest impact from the change as the Golden State produces more milk than any other state, and it also has the most school-aged children. Daniel Munch, economist at the American Farm Bureau Federation, Said procurement of whole milk by public schools would likely boost prices for dairy farmers by increasing demand for butterfat, a natural component in milk that determines much of the dairy product's value. "We are really excited to get this across the finish line," Munch said in a recent podcast episode. "This is something Farm Bureau has been pushing for since these changes were made to school lunch programs." Food and Farm News was brought to you by Attorney Dave Derringer of Protective Law Corporation, Estate Planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street, Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Friday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. When it comes to insurance, you need the proper coverage for a reasonable price. Whether it's home, auto, life, or business, call Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton, 434-3276. Plenty of sunshine today with highs in the upper 50s, northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows in the upper 20s, northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow, highs in the mid-60s, east-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Sunday, sunny Monday through Thursday, a few clouds rolling in on Friday. Mid-60s Sunday and Monday, upper 60s on Tuesday, low 70s Wednesday and Thursday, 73 a week from today. Currently, it is 28 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather was brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. KPRL News Time is 721.
Story Termite and Pest Control, 805-460-0650.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. By those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
Got rats? Story Termite and Pest Control has over 33 years of experience providing thorough and professional expertise for all your pest control problems, and for 5 years in a row, Story Termite has been voted the best termite and pest control company in the North County. And their service area includes San Luis Obispo to Santa Maria.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. All those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
805-460-0650.
Fish in my dish. Fly in my eye. Goat in my boat. Snakes in my case.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks opened modestly higher following a mixed employment report for December. There were 50,000 new positions created, weaker than forecast, but the unemployment rate declined to 4.4%. The markets are not anticipating the Federal Reserve to cut interest rates this month, but the update on employment doesn't rule out rate cutting at some point this year. The Wall Street Journal says Glencore and Rio Tinto are discussing a merger to provide minerals used in chips for defense and making cars. Meta Platform shares opened flat after revealing agreements for nuclear power in the U.S. to serve its artificial intelligence data centers. Intel shares are up more than 2.5% after President Trump met with Intel's CEO and called it a great meeting. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosella. Invested in you.
If you're over 40 and plan to retire someday, the window to protect what you've built may be smaller than you realize. As retirement moves from someday to on the horizon, protecting what you've built becomes just as important as growing it. And that's where Noble Gold Investments comes in. They help investors reduce risk by adding gold and silver to their portfolios. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com, NobleGoldInvestments.com. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult with your tax or financial professional before making investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stiefel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stiefel, 238-3080.
At Peak Painting, we get it. Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. Painting is easier with Peak.
Hi, I'm Seth Peak.
And I'm Ryan Peak.
And we're the Peak Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peak Painting at peekpainting.com.
Savage Spirits and Deli on 21st and Spring wants every military person to know that you get a discount at their store. They appreciate your service and our freedom. Savage is home to the Bearcat Sandwich, the Boys in Blue, and the mouth-watering fresh barbecue tri-tip every day. Be sure to ask for your discount for active military and veterans. Savage Spirits and Deli on the corner of 21st and Spring in Paso Robles.
Mars Megastorage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Megastorage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Mega Storage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Mega Storage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
I am Central Coast Attorney Dave Duringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants. Defensive handgun training under time pressure. My free course at guntrust.org, partially funded by proceeds of my federal case against Morro Bay and two police chiefs, is also an advanced estate planning seminar, including the latest on taxes, guns, homeschooling, values transmission, and for blended families, how not to disinherit your kids. If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105 or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv, LAWNEWS.TV.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of speech. Brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental, 5025 El Camino Real, Atascadero. 238-5775, which you can text that. 238-KPRL to join us on the Friday edition here on The Right Choice. All right, Kenny's going solo this afternoon. I think he has a couple of surprises for you on Open Mic Friday, 12:30 till 2, so enjoy that. Also, we would like to congratulate our winner of the gift certificate from Joe's Place, part of trivia, and this week's winner is Melissa Saylor. Melissa Saylor, you are the winner. You've got 30 days to pick it up, 238. Oh, excuse me, always call in advance, 238-1230, and the just so happens... discount today because the office is closed today. It'll be back open on Monday. All right, folks, you know how it is. Whatever could be or may be on your minds, or even if it's not on your minds or you're out of your minds, whatever. That's what freedom of speech is for, we think sometimes. Let's see here on the text. Nope, another picture. This one is of peas. Boy, you folks know what I hate, don't you? let's see here. What do we have? I saw something. The fighting the federal government once again and the state budget and so forth, which is Newsom again is bashing counties for the $24 billion your taxpayer investment in fighting homeless. And again, yesterday he reiterated that he wants to see more results. Well, give them more money, Gavin, because you'll get results, right? So $24 billion, they're saying, an investment in the homeless. And what are the results? So, and there's a discrepancy from the committees that I've mentioned over the last couple of months on the money in California, what the actual numbers are. There is a big discrepancy. Even some Democrats are not so much questioning, but just saying, this just doesn't seem right. Doesn't seem right regarding the budgets in California. Okay, so what do we have? Thanks for somebody sent this in to me. This has to do with the protest, and it is Across America, Let's Make Good Trouble. It says here, we are facing the most brazen rollback of civil rights in generations. Whether you're outraged by attacks on voting rights, the gutting of essential services, disappearances of our neighbors, or the assault on free speech and our right to protest. This movement is for you. Trump is trying to divide us, but we know the power of coming together. And it has, I guess, something coming up, at least if this is new, July 17th. Good Trouble Lives On. GoodTroubleLivesOn.org. And they have a map for events happening near you. And they do say, let's see, the action of coming together to take peaceful, nonviolent action to challenge injustices and create meaningful change. They don't describe any of this, and they don't describe any of the so-called attacks on voting rights and the gutting of essential services and the disappearance of our neighbors. They don't define any of that. They just say it. And as many of you probably are aware of, they're finding out more information about the lady that was shot. And there is a responsibility for one's own safety. Now, when you place yourself in the middle of a dangerous situation, things can quickly go wrong. And if you decide that you want to block, whether it's even throwing snowballs, pushing or spitting, anything can happen. Aggressive behavior can be met with lethal force as it was. And again, according to some releases that are coming out, and this is from the DHS, Department of Homeland Security, that she was a member of an ICE watch group that monitors and interferes with immigration enforcement operations. And again, more news is coming out. And this group, by the way, is present in multiple sanctuary cities across the country. Now, I guess a question won't be asked, but it should be asked, is if these people are so adamant about protesting about ICE, why weren't they protesting about people coming into the country illegally? Where were they then? You have to ask that, but nobody will. And let's see here. We have some quotes here that she was a warrior. She died doing what was right. Okay. She died doing what was right by not obeying orders. That's what right is. Okay. And then they go on to say several times, you know, she's a mother of three and this is so forth. So if you're a mother of three, are you going to go out there and do these type of things that she did? That's not very responsible, is it? Hi, good morning.
Good morning, man. National rancor over what's going on in Minneapolis is one thing. But here we are now, the school district here, the school board, has decided to do what we all predicted, or a number of us did, pass a general obligation bond. People, a lot of people, voters, don't understand what that is. I'm glad to hear an explanation of what status a bond is. It's a loan. And it's being paid back by you. That's what it is. So your school district is once again out of money, needs money, and yet the public can come to the school district and ask them to make some changes, and they thumb their nose at the public and the voters and tell you, no, we're not. We're still going to allow women to be their sports to be infected by the male population. So here's my answer to their bond, their general obligation bond. I would normally vote yes on it if they needed the money and it was in dire straits, because education is a problem. It's a financial problem for everybody. But maybe one more boost of a bond will put them over the top and somebody will start operating the school board correctly. I say no. I'm voting no. Every general obligation bond that comes out of this school district from now until evermore, until they start to listen to the very people that they serve, that's us, and don't do the absurd thing of having men compete in women's sports. The reason women's sports are delineated from male sports is because females are different, just in case you hadn't noticed.
Well,
I mean, this is ridiculous.
Cody, would it be fair to ask, why do they continually need money?
It would be very fair to ask that. We were told that this last time around, when they made several changes, that things were going to be okay. Well, they're not. They're not okay.
All right, even if you give them more money, and we have been giving them money, I think,
yes.
Aren't we paying on two bonds right now?
At least.
Okay.
Two that are not expired.
Right, and I'm not even including the Cuesta College one.
Oh, okay, I was.
All right,
And there's three.
Okay, so we'll just say at least two for the sake of argument.
Yes.
I don't understand why you think things are going to change. They've been getting worse. And when we have school board members that can't get financials from the school district on, you know, just asking discretionary spending, why would the public believe one word that comes from the school district? And I'm setting aside this social BS. The results at that school are not good.
No, they're not.
Do you think giving them more money is going to change that?
I don't. My usual support for the school system, financial support, after listening to the board itself say the things that they said, they don't care. The board members themselves don't care. I don't care how adamant they are about boys and girls playing each other's sports. That doesn't matter to me. What matters to me is the educational process. Heretofore, I've supported the teachers, but now the teachers are beginning to rise up and say, oh, well, transgenderism is a good thing, and it's socially going to benefit the country and all the other trash that they're feeding us.
Well, you had a teacher or a coach or something about, you know, the Charlie Kirk incident.
Exactly.
Nothing was done. You had a school superintendent knew from various complaints from people that they had a drunk as the superintendent of, or the principal of the high school. How long did it take for that fiasco to get remedied with a hefty paycheck?
I don't know how long, but clearly a while.
Right. It was going on for a while. They knew about it. What was done?
Nothing. Nothing.
So, no money. And I know we're going to hear the stories of our future, the future of America, and so forth. Our future of America can't read and write or add.
Right. And the person at the top of the page in this county, Mr. Brescia, is supportive of all this stuff. So I think it's time for a change there as well. But there's a lot of things that should be and could be done administratively that would make a difference. And it would certainly make a difference how some of us who just don't hand money out willy-nilly.
Well, here, the problem you have is that the unions are running the school, and the unions aren't going to bring somebody into the district who may want to put some strict discipline and guidelines in, because they will be the ones to decide who gets the gig. And if they don't go along with the gig, then their contract won't be renewed, so they'll be gone. They want somebody in there who's going to be a patsy for them.
That's correct. There's no doubt about that.
So until the public just starts saying no, 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 and not falling for the future of America and the kids and all that, because the kids that are going to succeed and want to succeed, they'll probably do it anyway on their own. Now, we want to help, try to help the marginalized kids as much, but what kind of help are they getting?
Not much.
No.
Not much.
They're not. And that's, some of it has to do with, a lot has to do with the discipline in the schools, which have been, put a tremendous burden on the teachers. But as I always point out, the teachers voted for the people in Sacramento that allow these type of rules to be changed to make it less, make it harder to discipline kids. So they're creating the old problem, their own problem. So I don't have sympathy for them.
How can we have sympathy when anything and everything that the parents, these are the parents of the children we're talking about. These are the parents of the people, of the children who are showing up when they're supposed to know how to read and write, not knowing how to correctly read, write, and do math. That's what's happening. The test results are the results of the effort made by this school district. And when you get down to it, right now, here we are again. We're down to a social question, whether we should allow transgenderism to exist in our sports here at this level. At least we should be able to control how sports are conducted here, how schooling and education is conducted here. We're paying for it.
Well,
that bill is on your tax bill, your property tax bill.
Well, from what I remember is that the school attorney told the school district that they'd have to abide by the California laws, not the federal.
Yes. Well, I don't know that that's true. It isn't in other cases when it comes to law. And by the way, let's get down to the nitty-gritty. Transgenderism doesn't exist. It's a non-issue because it doesn't exist. It can't be done. Gender is the selection made by nature or God, whatever your preference is. How a child, a person, comes out male or female. You're not going to reproduce if everybody's transgender. That's not going to happen. So the bottom line here is, what are they advocating for?
Well, According to a former Atascadero school board member, he said that men can get pregnant.
Yeah, isn't that swell?
And now he's working for the county.
Yes, I know.
Human resource or something like that.
Yeah, right where he can do the most damage with that kind of education. Because if you advocate for transgenderism, you're uneducated. Because you can't be transgender. Now, you can be homosexual, no problem there. You want to be homosexual, go ahead. That's okay. But you can't be transgender. And so all this trash that they're feeding young people and putting into their brains that they can do this and do that, there are some things that you cannot do. Don't jump off a cliff and expect to fly. That's transgenderism.
I hadn't heard that comparison before, but...
I made it up. That's why you haven't heard it.
Well,
but don't do that. You aren't going to go up on a 40-story building and jump off and expect to fly. Well, that's about how ridiculous transgenderism is. There's no such thing.
Well,
so you're advocating for a fallacy, a farce, a lie.
So here's a question to throw out about that. We've had, you know, particularly since COVID, they've been able to, you know, in just a few short years, track the damage mentally that has been done to younger people, because we know about it from social media. So on this transgender issue, I wonder if any studies will be done or have been done on the long-term mental effects or the productiveness or lack of in their careers or lives. Is there a higher rate of alcohol, suicide, et cetera, et cetera?
We haven't had time to track that yet with some fancy survey or study of some kind, because we haven't been advocating for the illusion of transgenderism for that long.
Well, it's picked up steam here in the last few years, so then I would ask, well, has anybody come up with a reason why, or is that tied in with the issues stemming from COVID and the social media?
That's very possible.
Well,
I don't, like you, I have no social media. You can send me all the social media you want. I probably won't get it. And if I do, I won't respond, because I'm not a member of any social media.
Well,
I don't look at it as the big plus that everybody does.
Well, Cody, you like me, you don't know what you're missing, because you get things on social media like, I went for a walk this morning with my dog and had coffee. That's great.
And the cereal selection, we also need to know that.
Yeah.
I had for breakfast.
Right. Okay, we're up against the clock, but
we
got to go.
Soon.
All right, we're going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. Continuing from its November meeting, the Paso Robles School Board will once again review a general obligation bond consideration. The board will receive this in its next meeting on Tuesday, January 13th. The next steps for the bond will be conducting a voter survey this month. You can attend Tuesday's meeting in person or watch online. Paso Robles Martin Luther King Jr. Community Celebration will return Monday, January 19th at 9 a.m. in the downtown City Park. After an hour of celebration will be two volunteer service opportunities. One is a care package service project in the library, and the second is a mulch beautification service at Robbins Field. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the upper 50s. It's 28 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
Fox News.
News. I'm Therese Crowley. This time, illegal migrant gang members accused of ramming Border Patrol agents as protest spreads to Portland, Oregon. Fox's Chanley Painter.
According to DHS, the Border Patrol agents were conducting a targeted vehicle stop around 2 p.m. local time yesterday. But when, quote, agents identified themselves to the vehicle occupants, the driver weaponized his vehicle and attempted to run over the law enforcement agent.
Agents fired defensive shots. The migrants fled and erroneously reported to 911 they'd been shot by ICE. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz evoking images of the Civil War, but calling for a day of peaceful protest over the fatal ICE shooting there. President Trump meets oil executives about rebuilding its oil production in Venezuela, and the U.S. added 50,000 jobs in December. The unemployment rate fell more than expected at 4.4%. America's listening to Fox News.
For 28 years, Berlager Excavation has been serving the excavation and grading needs of the Central Coast. Call Berlager if you need a new building pad, roads pioneered, road base laid, culverts installed, or a septic system. Their decades of experience assures a quality job. Call or text 805-674-5141. That's 674-5141 for a quote, or find them on the Creston Sawmill Berlager Excavation Facebook page.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Tune up, repair, or replacement. Get it done by the pros. Sunny today, highs in the upper 50s. Clear tonight and cold. Overnight lows in the upper 20s, except for some morning clouds. So mainly sunny on your Saturday with highs in the mid 60s. And we should have the mid 60s again on Sunday, Monday, upper 60s, Tuesday, 70 Wednesday, low 70s Thursday and Friday of next week. Today's UV index will be 3, up and down, 7:13 a.m., 5:08 p.m. We have warmed up to 29 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com. The right choice, AM 1230, KPRL 99.3 FM. It's 8 away from 8 as we're ready to go here on this Friday. Community Calendar is brought to you by Spirits of Paso Robles Restaurant in the delightful River Oaks community. Outstanding meals at great price. All right, the Paso Robles Templeton Chamber of Commerce, they want you to know they got a big event. It's their Women's Business Luncheon, and January 22nd from 11:30 till 1 at, let's see here, register closes January 19th or when the event sells out, and this is a Thursday luncheon. They'll be featuring labor law updates. Boy, we get those all the time here. Make sure you stay compliant and don't miss out on the guest speakers, the delicious lunch, an amazing networking opportunity. So you can go to marketing@pasarobleschamber.com to sign up for this event. And again, it's coming up on the 22nd, a Thursday. Also, women, the Templeton Women's Charitable Club, they want you to know that they will be awarding 3 scholarships to graduating seniors from Templeton High School or Templeton Independent Study High School. That's an increase from the 2 scholarships previously awarded. So if you can help out in any way, by the way, this Templeton Women's Charitable Club goes back to 1913. So you're invited to join, and they have things going on throughout the year. So go to Templeton, or Facebook is facebook.com Templeton Women's Club, or the old-fashioned way, which I'll say the email is TempletonWomen'sClub@gmail.com. Community Calendar was brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles. Lunch every day, brunch on the weekends, and dinner Wednesday through Sunday.
Happy.
Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry, right down from the park, just a one block thing there. It's really easy. All right, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, here we go. Shotgun. Greg Welsh, Randy Cohn. Hey, Randy. Julia Williams, Lainey Callahan, Tim Batram, Joe Thomas, Mike. Where do we have? Okay, so Saturday, Michelle Curry, Ken Nickett, Clyde Young, Valerie Ramos, Robin Sisby, Everett Reasons, Pat 80, Janet Bronchi, We have Brixton Harrod and Curtis and Tina Mortensen. On Sunday, Heather Tate Batram, Dusty White, Dylan Grossi, Betty Savage, Abigail Borchard. It says, longtime listener here, born in 1925, turning 101. Mr. Taylor, William Taylor, a big happy birthday to you, sir, and Jason and Maria Andrus. Okay, on my right-hand side, people that were mentioning, not necessarily celebrating, to clarify. Say goodnight, Gracie. Gracie Fields, 1898, 1979. Tricky Dick, Richard Nixon, 1913, 1994. Fernando Lamas, 1915, 1982. This guy was a good actor. Lee Van Cleef, 1925, 1989. Pro Football Hall of Famer, number 15, Bart Starr, 1934, 2018. Gilligan's Island, Bob Denver, 1935, 2005. Very good broadcaster, Dick Enberg, 1935, 2017. Pitcher for the Yankees and others, Ralph Terry, 1936, 2022. Guy who inflicted I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus, Jimmy Boyd, 1939-2009, Susanna York, 1939-2011. The Night They Drove Old Dixie Down, Joan Baez, 1941. From the Walker Brothers, Scott Engel, 1944. Jimmy Page, yeah, Led Zeppelin, 1944. Mm-hmm. Bill Kausel of the Kausels, 1948-2006. Oh boy, this guy was a good running back for the Cowboys. Robert Newhouse, 1950. Lady from Kentucky, Crystal Gayle. Brenda Webb, 1951. Mark Martin, the race car guy, 1959. Stan Javier played with a bunch of teams, including the A's and the Yanks, 1964. Muggsy Bogues, 5'6", guard. Pretty good guy, ball player, too, out of Wake Forest, 1965. Dave Matthews of the Dave Matthews Band, 1967. Brian Ferrari, 1969, the actor. Also on the list, we have Jay Powell, pitcher, 1972. They've got a lot of guys on here from sports that nobody's ever heard of. Joshua Harto, 1979, the actor. And we have Ashley Argota, the actress, 1993. And Karis Dorsey, the actress, 1998. All right, passing away on this day, the creator of Raggedy Ann, Johnny Gruhl. He died in 1938. Bob Saget, 2022. The Lonely Maytag Repairman, Mr. Jesse White. He died in 1997. Peter Cook, the comedian, 1995. Arthur Lake, he played Dagwood. He died in 1997, and that is it. All right, let's see here. Going to the top of the list. He wanted to go to the University of Kentucky. He was an Alabama guy, but Bear Bryant was the head coach for the University of Kentucky football team, and Bart wanted to go there. But a more got in the way. Yes, his high school sweetheart decided she was going to go to Auburn University, and Bart then wanted to stay closer, so he signed with Alabama. I guess Auburn wasn't offering him a scholarship. Matter of fact, the Bear Bryant, the fact that he turned him down at one of those college all-star games a couple years later, Bryant was the head coach, and he didn't play Bart Starr. Anyway, Bart Starr was drafted in the 17th round by the Green Bay Packers. My goodness. I don't say they got lucky. They got very fortunate because Bart went on to have one hell of a career in the Hall of Fame. Bart Starr to the top.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. A reminder that the last day to enjoy the holiday lights in the Paso Robles downtown city park is Sunday, January 11th. Afterwards, the lights will be replaced with the year-round white lights. A closure on South River Road was initially scheduled in December, but has been moved to January 15th from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. This will affect South River Road from Navajo to Creston. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny skies today with highs in the upper 50s. It's 29 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, marsmegastorage.com.
Two-time Super Bowl champion, two-time Super Bowl MVP, five-time NFL champion, NFL MVP, four-time passing ratings leader and four-time completion percentage leader. By the way, when Bart Starr retired in 1971, his career completion percentage of 57 was the highest in NFL history, and it stayed that way for quite a few years. Mr. Bart Starr passed away at the age of 85 in 2019 in Birmingham, Alabama. All right, we've got one more to go. This hour brought to you by Solarponics. They just, you know, don't just go solar, go Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.